You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's WWE SmackDown After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's WWE SmackDown After Show.
Face. You guys know this song in your band?
Do we know it?
To learn it.
Yeah.
You know who's operating in the control booth today?
No, who is it?
It's Martin the Mark.
Whoa!
Our favorite Martian.
Yeah.
Martin.
Welcome to SmackDown After Show. I'm Rick Drayson, and we're all late today because we got stuck in the rain, and my hair just curled up, and I couldn't do a thing with it. And that scalp underneath is very curly as well. And next to me is the luscious, gorgeous, my best friend forever, Patricia Summerlin.
Oh, BFF. Hi, everyone.
Yes. And then we have Ugly and Uglier.
Yeah. Which is which?
Yeah. We have Shane Ballard.
Yeah, who's a little hungover right now.
You know, I heard good news that Guinness World Records did a thing on you.
Did they?
Yeah.
What's that?
The ugliest man alive. And not only that, they didn't pick him because they said he didn't have the look. All right, we got a special guest in the studio. She was a bodybuilder. She placed ninth in 96 Miss Olympia, am I right?
Yes, you're correct.
You were Canadian championship. You took first in 94. Was that right?
I honestly can't remember.
Just say yes.
I'll trust you did your research.
You trained with Killer Kowalski?
Yes, I did.
UPW?
All right.
Was been a lot awesome. Of places.
Was that, I know that. Was that right?
Yes, you're correct.
Thank you so much. And now you're in WWE development. Is that right?
Not at this exact moment, but I used to be.
Well, after this exact moment, you're going to be in Rick Drayson development.
Okay, well, that's even more important.
That's so important.
That's a step above.
Anyway, welcome, Melissa Coates. We're so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you don't need a mirror, because I'll tell you right from my heart to yours and my mind to yours, because I'm older and I've been around. I've been more places than you. You're beautiful.
Mm. Yes. She is.
Take that and treasure it, because I only give one compliment. The rest is all crap.
Is it? Oh, God.
We're still waiting for ours.
I guess I should just get up and leave right now.
No, stay there. We're going to have a good time. I think that's about it. I got to go.
All right. Great show today.
So does
anybody notice, though, that anybody on the couch, it always sounds like they're coming to us live via satellite?
No, I've never noticed that.
I'm satellite. Actually in a completely different room.
Yes.
Yeah. Like currently in Hawaii.
You actually got a great place right there.
Yeah. You can lay down.
I like sitting next to Trish, but she has a little gas once in a while, so I don't know.
Did you hear that, really? I tried to cover it up.
I always get a smell of peppermint coming up from you. I don't know. And roses. Well, I guess we can start with the show because none of us watched it. No, actually, we did.
Well, most of us.
So I think they did a run on something about the group hug or something. Everybody hugged somebody?
Yeah. Yes.
I left the building when they did. There was nobody there I wanted to hug.
Can we have a group hug?
Maybe later.
Okay.
Put your underwear on backwards and we'll try it.
It already is. This SmackDown came from Sacramento, California, this one did.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Right.
Just a random fact. FYI.
They showed,
Okay.
They showed me, beautiful.
What do you want to say about this this 18-minute opening?
It was actually 14 minutes. I timed
I know,
it.
Yeah. I know. I threw an extra four in there just.
I don't know. It started with Kane and Bryan arguing, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble match. I'm going to win it.
I have a note down there that it was really dumb.
Yeah.
It was.
Actually, when Big Show came out, he did a little bit with Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, saying he wasn't going to take any more of his stuff right now. That was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
I kind of get a little chuckle out of that.
We can't get off topic, but I did see Big Show and Knucklehead.
I had reminded.
You told me to.
You did, yeah.
Guess what? I recorded it and the last 20 minutes didn't work, so I don't even know what happened.
I love him.
He didn't miss anything.
No, he was good. It was cute.
He's really good. He's not a bad actor.
No, he wasn't.
Watch out.
He's not a good actor.
Marissa's got her hand on the button right now.
No, she's not in there. She's got her hand on Martin.
Oh,
is Marissa in there?
Easy.
Well,
she is in here. She's working on other stuff.
Oh, you can't. I
see her head. I only see her head going up and down.
Wow.
Anyway,
there you are.
Hi.
After I almost plowed into her, she's probably going, "Oh my god!" As I slowed down,
tackle drop down, leapfrog.
Are you familiar with the openings on SmackDown? How they take 14 minutes to even get into the action? It's just all talk.
Well, you know, it's part of the creativity of wrestling.
I understand that. Do you
people want to see? Well, I get into it because I like the acting end of stuff. And Big Show is actually, like, tremendously entertaining.
Yes.
You know, for
yes.
a big man, he actually, you know, sometimes big men get stuck with just being big, scary men. But, you know, he's such a cool person in general, you know, that it's, I mean, he's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, I enjoy some of that. I mean, I guess for some people, they're like, let's get the wrestling.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's a fine line. Sometimes there's too much and, you know. There's too much, but
yeah. Because when I went to the movies as a kid, there was always there was cartoons, and then there was the newsreel, then there was the coming attractions. 20 minutes later, they're going to start the film, so I could.
Was this like in the 40s, Rick?
It actually was. How did you know that?
Because we went to them,
and we had double features.
Yeah, I remember.
So it seemed like it took forever to get the action going. Whereas you go to an indie show, the action starts right up an hour late.
Yeah. If it's Lucha, it's 2.5 hours late.
Yeah, exactly. He's definitely good for a big man. I like him.
And
what's your feelings on Hornswoggle?
He's actually an entertaining little squirt.
Yeah.
Did you know that in real life the elevators smell different to him?
I get it.
He actually has a big little voice. They actually put the little headset when he was talking.
Yeah.
He was cute.
We'll get to that.
I know. I heard his voice.
You're way ahead of the game.
She just can't keep her panties up.
I know.
I'm anxious to get to the ride.
Okay.
I bet.
All right, so go on.
Okay, then Rhodes Scholars come out. And they decide to form an alliance with the Big Show, and they are going to take care of Daniel Bryan and Kane post-haste, which I thought was funny that he said that.
Yes.
Post-haste. And then Alberto Del Rio. No, I'm not going to do it. Rick doesn't like when I do it.
No, but he changed it up.
But I will say Del Rio. You know?
Yes.
And he didn't really do that.
Comes out.
Alberto
huge
longer.
Pop, by the way. So now he's like completely over.
Yeah.
Now, then Booker T comes out. And then here's where I was like, please don't make a main event right now getting all three of these guys against the other three guys and saying you're going to do it. That's what we fight here on SmackDown. And sure enough, it's on my nose. Sure enough, he did it.
I know.
Same thing as last week.
Exactly.
I mean, same exact thing that they did last week.
I have
they did
a note
this
right
week.
And the week
we
before
fight.
That.
It was. It was. It was so disappointing. Yeah. So you guys got to change it up and really listen to us. You know, come
what?
On.
They did something
creative.
A little different by making it elimination style, but still. I mean, have like Rhodes Scholars team with like Alberto Del Rio. I mean, just throw a wrench in there somewhere, but same thing.
Maybe a wrench would be good.
Yeah.
Well, you've got six nuts. Why not?
Well, you're a quick Rick.
Quick Rick. Hey.
They'd be hanging by a thread. Can't thread that one.
Yeah, just same thing. It's like the same build up to the same main event.
Yeah.
To the same way it's actually all put together.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm suffocating right now. Could you put the air on, Martin? Okay.
It's practically the same people too. I mean, it's almost every week the same people in the main event.
It is. It is.
Yeah, but that ended up bringing us to our very first match.
Right, and that was a fight.
That was a fight.
That's what we do on Friday nights.
We fight.
See, it used to be wrestling. Now they call it fights.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Friday night fights.
Yeah, I do. Why?
You know, I'm not sure.
They're trying to.
What's your thoughts
like
on that, Ballard?
Well, what I thought is, like, speaking of fights, you know, Melissa almost got into one this weekend.
With who, Shano?
The guy
left his dog off the leash and he attacked you?
I was standing there watching them. No, he almost took my legs from underneath me with the dog leash.
The guy did, but the dog
didn't. The dog was on one side. Yeah, the guy did. It was not the dog's fault.
Yeah.
The guy's on one side. The dog's on the other. He's running and almost like sweeps my legs from underneath me. And I cursed, of course. And the guy gets in my face like, you know.
Wow.
You should have bumped.
This was not New York.
Did you bump and sell it?
I curse pretty hard. And
see, what you want to do in situations like this, because we do this at Ralph's Market on the weekend. We go by the produce section and we slip on a banana and bump. Mm. Do a little juice, and we call the manager over and say, "Look, I got it. Who's your insurance?" He says, "Can we settle this out of court? $1,000 right now, we'll do it." And I'll usually pay off.
You know, it's hard to make money.
He's on tour. He's on tour doing that at all the Ralphs.
We did that at McDonald's. I got a lifetime of Big Macs.
Big Mick, you mean?
Yeah, the Big
Mick. Yeah, it's right. McDowell's.
Yeah. Yeah, we fight. So it's like you said, it's them or down to Sheamus and Wade Barrett. Mm-hmm. He was the bare knuckles champ, of course.
Yeah. And Sheamus, I don't know what is wrong with him, but Sheamus. Maybe he tore something. Every week he gets smaller and smaller, and he's less defined.
He's came down. Yeah, really came down.
He's very white, so it's very sometimes it's difficult to tell. But
really,
yeah, I haven't noticed that.
Even his legs have gotten smaller. His legs used to be really big.
Solid.
Everything's getting smaller. Like his arms, his shoulders. Like he doesn't have like it looks like he's not even working out. Like something might be wrong.
He's an incredible shrinking man.
Maybe his solo flex, the leg attachment needs to get fixed.
Or maybe they've lowered that little powder. Maybe it was powder pack that just added fluff to him or extra, muscle. I don't know.
You could put those cuts in with a sponge and some makeup.
But he had great punches. I will give him that. Sheamus and Wade.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. But
is that it?
I have a Shannon training tip during that match that I saw.
Uh-oh.
If you guys want to hear it.
All right, let's go.
Well, Sheamus went for a backdrop, and then Wade Barrett kicked him up. Now, when you're going to go for a backdrop, you have to make it look like you're actually trying to backdrop the guy. Well, Sheamus just kind of goes down and puts his head. I mean, it doesn't even look like he's going for something. He just kind of goes over okay, you're supposed to kick me. You're supposed to sunset flip me.
Yeah.
It takes some of the believability out of it because it's like you should do a move like that like you're really going to give it.
Well, I have other notes on other matches with the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I noticed that everybody has a belt nowadays.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what belt is what.
Oh, also, this excited me. I don't know if anybody else caught this, but Sheamus went for a knee lift and Wade Barrett moved out of the way and he slapped his knee.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
Did anyone see that?
Yes.
Melissa, did you see that?
You know, I always try to focus on the positive. Oh, okay. You guys are really ripping on Sheamus.
Well, we have to. That's my job and our job. Yeah. We
like it. Sheamus is a nice guy.
Okay. Well, I'm the voice of positivity over here.
No,
he's a great.
Four against one.
He's a great.
Look at it this way. We've both been around the business for years. I've been around three times longer than them.
Yeah.
And when you watch wrestling over and over and over and you were old school, like Killer Kowalski was old school.
Yeah.
And Les Thatcher's old school. And we all kind of come from cut from the same cloth. We see things and we see mistakes. So therefore, we point them out because the average person doesn't.
Yeah. Well, no, I hear what you're saying.
We make those mistakes ourselves.
Everybody makes those mistakes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, not you guys.
No.
Well, not the Ballards.
In all honesty, I've never made a mistake in my life. I only make corrections.
And retractions.
That's a very positive way of looking at it.
Exactly. So what we have to do
is... You must have much therapy.
I have no therapy.
You have that.
I talk to myself a lot. There's positive in everything, and then this is not negative. It's just showing things that are missed and how that happened.
It's just constructive.
It's constructive. Yeah.
Criticism.
It's very constructive. Yeah.
And so, you just can't say everything is perfect and wonderful because it's not. And if I did, I'd be a liar. And
You should call Bill DeMott and let him know what you think.
He did.
Perhaps Billy Gunn. I think Billy Gunn's the head trainer now.
He may not be there much longer.
I don't think he's there, is he?
Billy Gunn isn't?
No, Bill DeMott.
DeMott's still there.
Is he?
Not much longer, maybe.
Yeah. That's what I heard, too.
Yeah. Sheamus was over in the match. There was some decent false finishes in it.
You're going along with her.
No, because I was just gonna say
decent.
I don't
probably killed him to
say
that.
I think out of the ring.
I'm very critical.
Yeah, you guys are a little harsh sometimes. But out of the ring was good. The work out of that, and then the ref. Did anybody notice the ref was in again? That ref is awesome.
Usually we don't pay attention to the ref.
Well, this is amazing ref, the one that was in.
It's AR.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's the best.
Amazing ref.
I like him. He's a little bit more entertaining.
Okay. Oh.
There was a good counter, though, by Barrett for the cutoff. Mm-hmm. So I'll add that in there, where he kicked his leg out when he was going for the
positive.
Big clubs.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he kicked him off the apron. I thought that was good. It was a little different.
It was.
A little different.
It was the first time I seen that countered.
There's just one thing that kind of I question. So maybe you could tell me on this, Melissa. It's like, I don't know why he hits him with the air raid crash, which he calls a white noise. Where that's one where he picked Big Show up, but it's one where he gets him over his shoulder and his head underneath his arm, and he jumps and he drops him kind of on the head.
Move.
Yeah,
but then he instead of pinning him, he just goes to the corner, and then he beats his chest like a gorilla, and then gives him the kick. But the movie gives him
fire up. That's the fire up.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah. But the movie gives
you guys taught me this stuff.
Yeah, but the movie gives him before is bigger than the actual finish.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, he should hit him with the kick first, and when they go down, like then pick him up and hit him with the
air. Yeah, but that kick has really messed up people's necks. That's why it almost got barred.
No, that's not true.
Is it?
No,
it is. They had a big sequence where like they were claiming. Oh, no, that was Sheamus. Yeah, we were talking about Sheamus right now. That's Sheamus's, is it called?
Broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was
Don't you remember they were like...
but that was part of the show.
Otunga was trying to avoid... Wasn't Otunga trying to avoid getting... Yeah. Like, this is a few months back.
That's
but that
right.
was part of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, he was trying to avoid getting kicked, you know, kicked by Sheamus because it was killing everyone's naps.
Yeah.
You know, and somehow, you know, he was barred from doing it for a while, remember? And then... Yeah. Apparently, he is now cleared.
Yeah, he was cleared.
To abuse, to maim and paralyze more people.
Okay, that's all I have on that match.
Did you notice that there was no sympathy in that match?
Well, there was a lot of kickouts again. Yeah, God, how many? It was just long.
No, that's another thing.
And slow, yeah, again.
You know, with the kickouts. With the kickouts.
Like
on every one of the matches, they go to a number two.
Yeah.
Well, look out for number one. Don't step on number two.
Oh, don't say number two around him. He's going to excuse himself and go to the bathroom.
I knew I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's not.
No, when they go to round two, one, two, the guy is already off him when he kicks out. So he's already know he's going to leave him. Where you need to stay on for the 1-2, but they already just move out of the way. It's, come on. It's like, you know.
Right.
To be different, they should
be negative,
kick-ins,
but that's how it is.
You know,
was it
to be different, they should do kick-ins instead of kick-outs.
I thought he was going to do that.
Or come up.
I'm trademarking that.
I love that.
Thank you. You're going to pin a guy. You go 1-2, and then he finally kicks out. You don't raise off him before the two.
Yeah,
you know
I see that a lot.
Because they know it's. I see it a lot. Yeah. It's anticipating it, and they're getting off before they get to the next. They're getting off it.
Before they get to the next what, right?
You know.
Well, anyway, the kick to the face on Sheamus was good.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah,
that was good.
Sheamus got his comeuppance.
It was okay.
So.
Yeah, it was a good match. There was nothing wrong with the match. We're just critiquing a little in there. In case Sheamus listens.
I understand. You guys are natural born teachers.
Don't be mad.
I'm almost afraid they're natural.
You did create the Miz, right?
Yeah.
That's what I heard you saying earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but they never told you what Miz stood for.
Wait a minute. Yeah, the Miz is not.
And when they were working with the Miz, his last name was Take. The Miz Take?
Yeah.
Ooh, and here comes the good. Coming up next.
All right. I settle down, Trisha. Please, for God's sakes. We're going to have to change clothes.
Yeah. I'm thinking about that shower head.
Inside thing, maybe.
What is she talking about?
I have no idea.
I thought this was a wrestling show.
It's a variety show.
You go to the showers
after. Dedication to The Rock.
I've always said, I haven't told you this, it's not a matter who wins or loses, right? It's not a matter. It's who you shower with.
That's right.
Right?
Agreed.
Okay.
I guess.
All right.
You guessed right. You win a prize.
Power.
All right, now we got Trisha's favorite guy.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
I don't know.
Is that you?
No, I heard that slur.
We have Kali.
Yeah. I thought that Kali was going to wrestle. I was really excited, but he didn't actually. He was just coming down to the ring with Natalya.
Okay.
There's something on my chair.
He jumped over the Rock.
Where's your hand? Put
the
it
Rock?
Right there.
Did we jump over the Rock?
Change chairs. Yeah.
Did we jump over him?
He went right to Kali, but they're here.
What do you want me to do?
Phil.
That's your ass.
No. The chair, there's something sticking out. You feel that?
Yeah.
That's
his hand.
Hurts.
All right, you can sit on my hand the whole rest of the show.
I'm sure he'd rather you sit on his lap.
She's sitting on my hand, and I just pulled my finger out, and then my finger came
off. They need to, probably change his chair.
Right. It's a bolt.
Oh, there's plenty of space on the couch.
A bolt in my butt. Yeah. That's nice.
Rose Mendoza?
close enough.
Rosa Mendoza?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the match?
Sloppy.
Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah.
Bad. It's coming from Natalya is so talented, it should have been better. I don't know if Rosa is just bad or I don't know.
Well, it almost seems like Natalya now is kind of dialing it in a bit because she knows she doesn't have that level to work with anymore. So it just, on both parts, I mean, you know, I expected it more from Rosa, but not Natalya.
Have you worked with either one of them?
Yeah.
I've worked with Natty. She's great. Yeah, yeah, she's great. Yeah. Well, great. Rosa's a really cool person too. But you know, obviously, she's groomed to be more of a manager type. Right, you know what I mean? Yeah. So
and to dance.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So she's gorgeous, though. She's absolutely beautiful. Like she's a really beautiful girl. Yeah. But you know what I mean. They choose different roles for people. Yeah. Some people are trained to be more wrestlers, and some girls are. You know how Jillian was always singing and doing stuff. Jillian's actually a good wrestler too, but they choose different roles for different people.
No, I understand that. I get that.
Yeah.
The best part. Yeah, the best part for me in that match, besides it being over, was when Kali was trying to talk. Boy, that was entertaining. I rewound that.
It's
like
they did
a, like five pitch down on the voice. Yeah.
Kali's a great guy. We know Kali.
Yeah, he used to train at the Gold's Gym that I train at in Georgia, and he would always ask me to spot him. And it would be hard for me to understand what he was saying, but he would want me to spot. I guess he thought I was super strong, and I'd be like trying to spot him on stuff. I'd just about be ripping my arms off. Like, I mean, I guess I'm flattered. He thought, wow, tough chick, bodybuilder chick.
Like, great
but
guy.
He's sweet. Yeah, he's really sweet. Yeah. But it is hard to understand him. You know, like
he was really in good shape at one time.
Yeah, he was. He was 400
when
pounds.
He did, well, I think when he did the movie.
The movie, The Longest Yard.
He was great. He was,
like, yeah, that's really the first time I ever saw him.
He was in good shape at that point.
Yeah. It was an awesome shape.
Well, I think it's life on the road. You know what I mean? Oh, it's hard for everyone to stay on their diets. And I think, you know, he has two bad knees, which probably... doesn't help.
And a bad hip, right? Does he have a problem with this?
I'm not sure. I know he has problems with his knees.
I've had bad knees for years, and now they become bad nephews. So I've got knees and nephews.
But he definitely spent time in the gym.
Sounded cute and little manly. When you hear him chime in as his little commentation there, I thought it was adorable. I'm liking Hornswoggle now.
I know.
He danced.
I really wanted to just kick him out of the ring. But, you know,
do you like when he danced, when he got up and did the dance?
I thought it was cute. His little body, come on, you guys. It is sort of cute.
Hornswoggle's like one of the guys where, like, if you're around him and a group of people, you're like, hey, you know, that know him, you're like, hey, what's up, buddy? As soon as all the people leave and it's just you and him, you like kick him and beat him around. Yeah, he's like one of those guys, I think. I would do something like
that. What's
the
TV show with the guys that where they had the one midget where they always do those daredevil acts and all that? Oh, you know the guys, the crazy dudes.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
about.
Jackass. Yeah, he looks like he came from Jackass.
Yeah.
All right, so now we got CM Punk and Rock promo.
Yeah. CM Punk calls out The Shield, which no one has ever done. And then all of a sudden, guess what? Entrance music. Yeah. Entrance music for the Shield.
For this rogue group that now actually has entrance music made for them.
Yeah. Echo, Delta, Bravo. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. One has an escort.
I like the promo.
A female escort.
Yeah, in the back. Did you see him? Yeah, right.
I did like the promo.
Yeah, the promo was good.
Yeah.
CM Punk is really good on the mic. He's not actually, he's not Rock yet, but we've already discussed that.
No, but
he's
good.
Getting there.
Yeah,
he will
good.
Be.
What'd you think about it? Did you like it?
I like it, of course. If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Did you have to take a shower after that?
Uh-huh.
A cold one?
I felt bad with that blood, man. That really looked real. I think they listened to
us. Those are capsules.
Shh. That's what I said we used.
Those are capsules.
Rick said they won't use those, but that looked
unless
real.
He bit his lip, though, no one is going to bleed internally from that. So.
Yeah.
No, you bit your lip or something. Yeah. I mean, that happens.
No, there was quite a bit, though. It was dripping out on the mat.
He looked roughed up.
Right?
A little mucus.
When they said
I was shocked.
Lung,
he is an actor, you know.
Well, he's a great actor. Of course he is. Yeah. But they said his lung was, you know, damaged and all this.
You believe everything people tell you? Because Rick's probably got
my ear lets you grow. Let's see.
Real estate he wants to sell you.
My ear's back, so when they thought the beastie bit my ear off, it must have grown. So, yeah, I think.
Get your headset on backwards.
Again?
No.
Stop.
CM Punk, The Shield, when they come out, really good how they surrounded the ring, and he said how much of an injustice it would be if they get involved, and they don't say anything, and they left. I thought that was done really well.
Yeah, it was done very well.
They came out with their faces on, tough.
Do you know those guys?
I don't know any of them personally, no.
Me either.
Would you like to?
Would you like to?
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which one?
Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about Reigns or Roman Reigns?
There's only one, honey, out of the three that just stands out.
That's true.
On
his own. He is the only one that stands out. The other two have no charisma.
He does. Pull that hair.
Yeah, he does. He just, he does. He just sends out that sort of
Well, the estrogen
animal
in here
magnetism.
That's true. That's how it is.
Oh, CM Punk did have a letter from WWE headquarters saying that if if the Shield got involved, he would lose his title at the Royal Rumble, which actually is today. We didn't even mention that. Royal Rumble is today. And in 2 hours.
Don't say anything. Missy might want that instead of us.
No, it's not even on yet.
Oh, okay.
No, we're good. We were getting to that. Yeah.
Yes.
We were.
Can we go on to the Orton and the three-man band?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, let's skip over The Rock again. Yeah.
Rick, what's your opinion?
I like that.
Huh? What's your opinion of the three-man band?
It looks like you guys plus one.
And Slater.
There's
just
not really a lot to
done.
Say about that match.
Not
it's like
really.
You blink, it's over.
Basically, they all got it's jobbed quick. Out to an RKO, all of them.
Yeah, one man that's like average-sized guy takes out all three of them, so, you know.
Three RKOs done. Yeah. Next.
And Drew McIntyre has so much potential to be.
Uh-oh. We have a caller.
To be
oh,
really
right.
well. I mean,
what? We have a caller.
A caller?
Yeah.
Where?
He just.
Who is she? What's her name?
Caller. Go ahead.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Speak up, my man.
She or he Hello? Hung up right when I answered.
They got nervous.
Maybe.
Our feelings are hurt.
You, sir, you are one joke.
I didn't want to talk to him
She's
anyway.
Probably scared to get ripped on by all you guys.
Didn't you say that? Never mind.
I don't even know what you're leading into.
Neither do I.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So the Miz and we're
so
on that.
That was a squash job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're down to Miz and Darren Young. Is that
Darren
that?
Young? Yeah.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
I actually like when that guy does that.
Yeah.
He does a barking thing.
Yeah.
But it's more like oh.
It's like a seal.
It was different how they started, you know, the match started with a jump start and the heat started right away. It's like not like they went into the shine. Yeah. So I thought that was different. I like the way that was that played out.
Another training tip.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
To put a rest hold on somebody, you actually need to beat
it's
them
down.
It's
never called a rest hold.
I know, now it's not, but it used to be. It used to be called a rest hold.
I don't know. I think it's like a work hold.
Just grab a hold.
You know what I mean? It's just like nobody
hold
calls
is still
it.
In there, nobody's so got part of it.
It's a misconception because no one's actually resting during the spot. You're planning.
Yeah.
Planning your next strategy.
I can plan a rest at the same time.
Yeah. But he grabbed him in it right away. He just jumped him, boom, 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 then got him down and put him in the hold right away. I know WWE is like, once you, they want you to always grab a hold to make it look more UFC style. Like they don't want a lot of space separating you. But. Right. You've got to beat them down enough to warrant being able to hold them into that.
They've had some interesting women's matches with that sort of idea. Oksana did a few weeks ago.
Yes.
She did. She's improved a lot.
Yes,
she's improved
really,
a lot. Yeah. And, you know, she
she's
just
really
kept
good.
Keeping the headlock. And it was a really good match.
She
that.
Was working that.
Yeah, we
yeah
that
it was very good. Yeah, she's really good. Improved a lot. Like I was. It was a different
matches.
Kind of match. I haven't actually seen a match like that with that, you know, hold on that consistently. It just stuck out in my mind because I can't remember the last time I've seen a match
okay,
like that.
Okay, what does that make you think of then? I'll put the words in your mouth if you don't know. Old school.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the way, Kowalski trained him.
Mm-hmm.
Old school. Grab a hold, keep going back to the hold, go back to the hold, go back to the hold.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I like Antonio Cesaro out there with the flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a good match because the Miz can work and Cesaro is phenomenal.
Oh,
so it's
going
to be a good match today.
Yeah.
That would be something I would be looking for.
See, I won't rag on him. I like him.
Yeah. Cesaro.
I like both of them.
Awesome.
But I'm going to actually have to give the Miz a call because once again, once again, puts the figure four on with zero leg work at all.
Yeah. And I'm going to like, he only gave him like two or three things to lead into
that.
And it wasn't anything like
it
big
wasn't
that would keep him down.
At all.
Right.
You guys, you need to pull him in.
And the guy tapped out like right away, which I guess isn't bad. But you need to do some sort of leg work. Something.
Yes.
He just popped
little
in.
Little something. Anything.
Like you don't have a flat tire without running over a nail first.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy.
Well, that's what Cesaro was saying too. He's like...
He was critiquing the match live.
It was horrible. You didn't hear his back talk on that, on the figure four. He's like, what the heck is he doing? You know, it was
well,
horrible.
I think he was out there like just.
It was horrible.
Patricia takes in a lot more than you give her credit for.
No, I think so.
Yeah, she.
I think I was just some dumb, silly, you know.
She makes sense, unlike the Balor.
I know.
She used to
some
be a,
wrestler
used
that
to be
used to get beat up.
She used to be a dumb blonde.
Just because I was a baby face. But yeah, right? I know.
Right.
But now I'm not, you guys.
Oh,
yeah. So, ha. I could be a heel.
She bought a bottle of brains and put it in there when she dyed her hair.
Why do you look so mean over there? Look, she's like, we're picking on
heel.
Women.
I'm a heel.
She carries her character through life.
Yeah. I do. I live it. Eat it, breathe it, sleep it.
If you would have saw her on Saturday with the guy and the dog, you would have really thought she was
I was so mad.
She was getting in his
face. They've never seen me like that.
Pushing him. Yeah.
I was not.
You kept putting your chest in his face, like, oh, you want these?
He was trying to get right in my face. I had to stand up for myself.
Yeah, speaking of chest, right. Martin, turn the air down a little bit. My nipples are like really tight. Okay.
Just kind of cranking.
Oh, God, my nipples hurt.
So I guess we lost the caller, so we'll get fair back. To say.
Yeah. One of your buddies.
Call back whoever that was.
Why is it got to be one of mine? Yeah.
You call everybody.
Somebody drunk dialed is what it was.
Better call somebody else. I wonder if it could be drunk dialing.
Yeah, Melissa, maybe it was that guy that was texting you all weekend.
Which one?
I don't know. One of
which
them.
Which one? Yeah.
He's, instead of sending you certain pictures, he's actually wants to talk to you live on the air.
It's true.
Well, the guy was like flexing his arms and saying, look at my arms big, and he'd send her a picture. Like,
I have a lot of interesting photos.
What could I do to make my arms bigger?
Synthol.
I'll see you. Yeah.
Let's go on to the tag match.
You mean the main event?
Yeah.
Six-man elimination?
Yes.
That's, did you give it a star or two or three or none?
I didn't give it a star. I gave it a moon.
Oh, right?
Good head scissors by Dario, though. That was sweet. I mean, I saw him set it up. I was like, no, he's not going to do that. And he did.
The what?
The head scissors where he jumps over.
Oh, wasn't that great?
Yeah.
That was really good. The old Lucha thing. Good point.
Yeah.
That was good.
He was the best in the whole
thing. Alberto Del Rio, Daniel Bryan, Kane versus, we didn't even announce the participants. We did in the beginning, but
there's still time.
All right, go ahead. Sam.
Against a Big Show and the Rhodes Scholars and a six-man elimination style.
Tag team match.
Main event. Match. No, it wasn't a tag team.
I almost had to eliminate
it. It says six man eliminator tag team match. Yes.
I did make a note here.
That's politically correct.
That Sandow took 10 kicks to the head and didn't sell them.
Yeah. Who kicked?
When he was doing all the kicks to him.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Right. 10 kicks to the head and he didn't sell them.
Right.
Mm-mm.
I hate that.
Not at all. And he should have felt it.
He was out early,
too. The way he was pounding on him, It wasn't.
You remember Aaron.
I'm friends with Aaron,
Who?
Perhaps I will text him. I can text him now and ask.
Yes, can you?
Please,
why don't
do.
You?
I could, actually. Yeah.
We've got 9 minutes left, so why don't you do it so we'll see if he answers.
I think my phone's in the restroom.
There's still time.
Was it taking calls in there?
It actually dialed her and called
I kept hearing a phone going off. It sounded like a flush.
I kind of have a remote, a little remote underneath my leg here.
There's another call. Flush that one. Yeah. So, the elimination and then it... I don't know.
What do you think? Yeah, Cody Rhodes, Damian Sandow.
I think Cody Rhodes' mustache won.
Yeah.
I think it's getting a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
It's going into a huge caterpillar.
Yeah.
It's going to fly, right off his upper lip because it looks horrible.
It's going to turn into a centipede.
I don't know.
Yeah, Alberto, he did show his lucha skills. I think being a face, he's able to actually, because he's able to do all of that stuff.
I know.
But now he's able to actually. As a heel, you're not supposed to do anything pretty, but...
Yeah.
But they mimic the end.
Nah, he's great.
How they changed it, and there he goes. He gets squashed by the table. Big Show pushes it over. I mean, why couldn't they change that up? Because that happened. That's how he got the belt. Now he's got it back. Boom.
Yeah, but because they're doing another last man standing match tonight. Tonight!
Let's hope it's better.
So that's what he was basically saying. This is how it feels to be trapped under that thing. But we actually jumped ahead. A little bit.
Because we did. Because it really wasn't.
Yeah. I actually have them written down, the eliminations. Sandow was eliminated first by Kane via a chokeslam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then next we have Kane is eliminated by the Big Show with the weapons of mass destruction on the outside, which actually came off good, I thought. He hit him, punched him on the outside. He fell over
Around the outside. Yeah, right.
I thought that was funny the way he was selling it. Like he couldn't get up.
He tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried.
And then we have Daniel Bryan was eliminated third by the Big Show.
Yeah. Same sort of thing.
Same
beard's going to be longer than he is. He's going to catch up to him.
What's happening is they're actually one of the members of ZZ Top's going to be stepping down. and they're going to need someone to fill his shoes.
I thought he was going to fill in for one of the right. Smith Brothers cough drops.
possibly. Yeah. So then we have Big Show was eliminated by Del Rio via countout by the low blow, which he kicked when he was over the top of the ropes. And then he gave him that running kick to the head.
Ouch. Hmm.
So I didn't expect that. That was a little different. I expected him to be in the end with Del Rio to set up. So, you know, they threw a wrench there.
Right, which was good. I like that. And then,
a little wrench.
Yeah, that left us with Cody Rhodes and Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah.
Good selling, too, by Rhodes on the super kick when he got kicked. He actually looked like his eyes rolled to the back of his head.
I like Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, except that mustache.
The mustache. Yeah. I like him. Yeah, he's good. Definitely good. He's putting on some size, too.
Yeah. He's he looks a lot like The Miz. That's probably why he added that mustache.
Yeah, I think he's taking creatine right now. So.
Yeah, and Tiger's Milk bars. Yeah.
And more. And then some.
Yeah. What do you think, Melissa? Creatine gum? You think he's like chewing creatine gum?
I have no idea.
He's powering himself up with Gatorade?
Yeah, maybe Joe Weider, like he's getting the Joe Weider protein, what was that called? Victory? Protein victory? Victory protein?
That's muscle mass. I mean, it's changed so much over the years.
The thing was like eating chalk.
I know.
So, then, after Del Rio wins, the Big Show runs out and spears him from nowhere. Then he turned the tables on him. He turned the tables in a wrong way.
Yeah?
You noticed that, the wrong way, yeah.
In a wrong way, yep.
Yeah.
And then I guess that's how it ended. Yeah. Done. Yes, Stuber.
That was it. Finito. One thing it
showed that with Del Rio, that WWE really knows how to elevate their talent because he went from one of the most hated to one of the most popular in like a matter of shows.
Like in a minute.
Like that.
Yeah.
You could do a lot of things in a minute, Rick.
Yeah, so as your brother told me.
Is that true, Melissa?
You're laughing at the back, though.
Pump, pump, or dump.
One of the things I did notice that they are doing, so this one's going to be negative, so I'm already pre-apologizing.
Yeah, why don't you take your headset off, Melissa?
WWE's using, in a lot of the matches, they're using way too many outside interference cutoffs.
Yeah.
In almost every match that someone's out there, you know, they don't have to use that every single time, but it almost seems every match that they're doing it.
With entry music.
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine you're on a street and some guy's going to jump you, but he sends his music out first. Yeah. And of course you don't take notice because
he takes his jacket off first before.
He's getting all ready, the music's coming, you got like 20 minutes to wait on him. You could have been on the bus away from there by then. In the bus, in your case, I have a car.
The short bus.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Rick?
Senior citizen bus.
All right.
They say there's like a
there's I just heard you swallow. Or is that you? Somebody swallowed. Okay, what?
They say that there's a weirdo on every bus, but he's never met him.
Never.
We pick on him a lot.
Yeah. Every show.
Every show. Deserves it.
Yeah.
But I love it, though.
Yeah.
I like him. He's cool.
Who, him?
We like your brother. Yeah.
Oh, well, try hanging out with him more than, like, you know, 2 hours at a time.
That's we did. Yeah.
One out of every three people.
Actually, you know what? Let him use your bathroom sometime.
Oh, yeah, did and you go in my bathroom? No, he just pet my cats.
Let him use your bathroom sometime. See if you still say the same nice things about him.
One of our hosts has wandered off topic.
Yeah, why don't you hit the button?
Our favorite Martin back there, I think, is dozing.
All right, how do you rate the show?
Oh.
You're asking me first?
No, I'm asking her.
Okay.
Oh, I'm looking at him. Oh, God.
I'm looking at you, but I'm asking her.
I'll be the villain.
Shannon, I'm asking her.
Right. Funny. I have to rate it as a 5, and that is it.
Okay.
Well, you're being quite generous today.
Yeah, 5. That's pretty good. Out of a 10? Not really.
No, out of
that
7.
5 is all.
I thought it was out of a 1,000.
Yeah, the five is for The Rock.
Eight out of 100 on that one. No, I gave it to like a 3.5 maybe. It didn't really excite me for the pay-per-view.
Why are you leaning over talking to me? I'm right here.
Yeah, I know. I should be leaning over that way.
Okay.
But it didn't excite me. It didn't make me say, hey, I'm going to go and order this pay-per-view because of the SmackDown.
They didn't really even mention the pay-per-view.
Not really.
No.
Yeah. No.
They did not push. I mean, this was the last tool that they had to push until this pay-per-view.
That's right.
So, that's it. I mean, the only good part of the push was The Rock and CM Punk when The Rock was like,
that was it.
If you smell.
You want to rate it blindfolded?
With The Rock.
Yeah.
What did you rate this?
It's cooking.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Okay. Wow. Great. You must have not watched
it. We're talking about the show, yeah, not other things.
On that note, I'm going to join the circus.
Yeah, I would have to agree with him on that one, but it was about a 3.5.
Yeah.
On that Richter, on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
It is a Richter
trademark
scale.
That. Trademark so, yeah. It.
Wait a minute. That's scary.
Yeah, I'll give it a 4.
Yeah. A 4? Wow. You
generous.
A 4
that's
banger.
Because, that's because she let me touch her butt a minute ago.
Made it a little better.
I'll never forget that yeah, experience
thanks for that
in my
chair.
Lifetime.
You got it. Switch out that chair for the next one. Screw it.
Just don't sit on it.
Hey, if screw you it, get okay? Just screw it.
Screw.
Let it, yeah, sit, let it sit in between the crack and you'll never feel it. All right. So we're going to finish this off. Mark, give us our little music. Maestro, please. And no, Tricia, let everybody know where you can be found.
Guys, I've got some. Well, you can see me next to Rick anywhere. No. My Facebook, patriciasummerlin.com, sunnythecaliforniagirl.com, whatever, glowsunnygirl.com, stage 32, Twitter.
On occasion, I'll see you at Gold's Gym with me and Starbucks.
Actor Z.
And Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Okay.
Aaron Tillman dating show.
Yeah, we did that too.
We're gonna get it all out there.
I couldn't get that. I tried.
Shut up.
He's pointing to me.
You.
Stop. Really.
Next week, you will see us at MPW in Simi Valley, beating some tag team Senseless.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to Shayna, who's recovering at home.
That's right. And Vincent. Vincent's over at my house.
He's recovering with her.
Mr. D'Onofrio, we love you. This is for you too.
They're both in recovery at your house.
No. Okay. Well, Vincent just showed up. Okay. Yeah.
I guess I can't be a sick. Because I do shout out sometimes, but yeah, it's gay. That's
all. Really? Oh,
February 9th, I think we will be in
Simi Valley.
No, we will probably be watching the Iron Maidens again because they're playing. But we actually we have some good things coming up. Our school is actually getting branded, and we're going to open up one. Vendetta Pro Wrestling is going to combine with us and use our name of Kayfabe College. Get a good college if you're going to learn something, right?
Okay.
So that's happening, and we're going to go out there and do a seminar and teach them like the way we do our teaching.
I've always wondered about the term seminar. Is that a half an R?
Yes.
what would be a full NAR?
That would be 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Melissa, where can we find you if we want to look you up?
Well, my website, I post all my appearances on my website, which is melissacoates.com, and my Twitter is Melissa L. Coates. I wrestle all over Canada and the States, so I post all my dates on my website. And I just started working the Dragon Gate, so that's awesome.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very, very
it's pretty cool. Yeah, I just did that
I think that's how
past 3 days.
I've gotten acquainted with you with Sue Binney. Benny, how do you say his last name? Gagno.
Benny Young.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah. Up in Montreal.
Ben Franklin.
From Canada. Yeah, he's quite a
all
sweetheart.
Right, can I finish this up? Yeah. You guys want to talk later, for God's sake?
He's got to go to the bathroom again.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom like really bad. I'm Rick Drayson. You can catch me at rickdrayson.com, rickscorner.com, Actors E Entertainment. I host that show as well. I've done 3 radio shows this week, which you'll find probably on Facebook. And I got a whole lot of crap going on.
And in the bathroom.
So you can find me in the bathroom at Starbucks any morning at 10 a.m. in Encino. All right, thanks for watching SmackDown After Show. Stay tuned for Old School Wrestling coming up next, where we can rip that apart as well.
And now it's time for a group hug, right?
Yes. Yeah.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Oh. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.